All right, here's the deal. Hey everybody, today's my birthday. Hey everybody, cue, I'm 42. Cue the music I don't have yet. I'm gonna put some music there. Maybe not this time. Maybe not this time, but next time. What's up everybody? My name is Razzle. You know that if you've even listened to this or if you've been subscribed. And you forgot to unsubscribe. Hey, today's my birthday, March 5th. If you've been around, it's been. Look, this is awkward for me because I don't like talking to the camera by myself. I'm doing this in my bedroom in front of a green screen, and I'm just gonna talk and I'm just gonna riff and rant and I'm gonna put the audio up on my podcast feed, unedited. And then if you want to watch clips of mainly my ideas that I want to kind of do. You can go to my Instagram and my TikToks and my YouTube shorts and all that stuff. I'm gonna also have video of this on YouTube. So like, comment, subscribe, YouTube, Razzle Dangerously. My name is Razzle. Razzle Dangerously on Instagram. A lot of things. First off, I'm sorry for rambling. So long to get to why I'm doing this. Yes, March 5th, today is my birthday. I turned 42 and I've tried bringing this podcast back, and I have more fun doing podcasts with people, with friends. And I did a couple last year, and they were fun, but they didn't, they weren't really cohesive. And I'm like, should I put these up? I don't know. And I didn't. And I just used them for clips, and I put them up on the internet, on their social medias. And people like those. And I started doing rants on my own, and putting them up on, like fun edited with clips and sounds or whatever. I would put those up on social medias, because it's a clip game now. We're all about social media. We've got to get famous on TikTok, got to get follows, got to do YouTube shorts, etc. So I was doing that, and I'm like, you know what? Why don't, if I'm going to spend time coming up with these ideas and then editing these videos, why don't I just try and do all the ideas at once? And put them up on my podcast feed that I still pay for, that I have, that I started with Today Be Learned back in 2012, 12 years ago. I was 30 years old and young, and I had a sparkle in my eye, and I thought I could do everything, and I thought everything was about to work out. And it hasn't. It hasn't. But I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I tell myself that every day. I've been writing. I've been doing a gratitude journal, as you know. Some of you may know. I wrestle with confidence issues and insecurities, and whatever that is, whatever being vulnerable is. Apparently, that's not being vulnerable. I was a friend of mine. She was like, "You lead with your insecurities." And I'm like, "Isn't this being vulnerable?" But apparently, it's not. And a lot of you are like, oh, you got a fucking purple mohawk. You're not insecure at all. Well, I am. I have a mohawk because I can't commit to a full shaved head yet. And also, it hides my receding hairline from my view. Maybe not from everybody else's, but it makes me feel cool. Even though a 42-year-old shouldn't feel cool, a 42-year-old shouldn't be concerned about feeling cool. But I do. And I'm like, okay, why don't I put my thoughts together and do them all at once and just upload them? Because I got this feed and I figured, fuck it. What better time to start than on my birthday? So I'm going to take you on a journey. I'll get a little, and I'll do some talking about myself and maybe, tell you what's going on in my life or, get vulnerable. No, I'll do some intros maybe, but this is going to, these aren't going to be long by any means. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on how long I ramble, if I, whatever, but it's mainly just a way for me to get some funny ideas that I have in my head to say out loud, in a free form sort of way. And maybe I'm going to edit them for clips if they turn out well. Maybe I'll script them out even more and have them be way more scripted, like my stuff that I already have on TikTok and Instagram. They're very scripted. These ones I'm not going to script too much because I don't want to be looking at my computer Or although I, and my phone's going to be far away. I'm filming on my phone, so it'll be further away than my view can see. I don't want to script out 10 minutes of a script and have it be too inauthentic. Although I suppose I could, but reading, you know, and I'll just read it slow. Teleprompter. Look, I'm telling you guys, I'm behind the scenes things. But yeah, so that's me. I just, you know, thank you. If you've listened at all in my life in the last, you know, 12 years that I've had this feed going up, it originally started on Nerdist, then Legendary, then, you know, then I had it. I tried to bring it back 3 or 4 times, maybe now. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm going to force myself to do one every week while I'm 42, then maybe when I'm 43, then maybe when I'm 44. We'll see. Maybe I'll have guests sometimes, but right now the plan is to just, you know, talk about some funny ideas I have or some news. And like this Willy Wonka thing. I don't have anything about this Willy Wonka thing, but you guys got to Google this Glasgow, Scotland Willy Wonka experience. Yo, it's it's so funny. It's so funny. Just do it. Yeah, maybe I'll have guests, but right now I plan on just, you know, uploading to my podcast page, to the feed that you guys are listening on or watching on if you're on the YouTube. Every Tuesday, of just some ideas and things like that. And yeah, once again, thank you for everything. And thank you for any support you've given me. I started a new Instagram page. Also, if you're listening to this, my new Instagram is at Razzle Dangerously. I still have my name as Razzle, but I deactivate that a lot just because I keep that to kind of keep in touch with a lot of my friends and see what they're doing. But I also deactivate it a lot because I follow too many people and I got to have a culling. And again, the Instagram algorithm is very suppressive on that, whereas I feel like on this newer page where it's just, I just focus on literally just posting comedy content and things like that, memes and stuff like that. So yeah, go give that a follow. But also, I started the year off okay. Was in a good mood. Was kind of seeing a girl and that kind of dead air, I'm thinking. You're still here. I don't know. She was cool. We were hanging out a lot. Nothing really romantic that I saw. But then, I'm also dumb. And then, you know, we kind of stopped talking and I kind of miss it. And then apparently I talked to friends of mine and they're like, oh yeah, you guys were seeing each other. And I'm like, well, I didn't know. I didn't see the signals. But anyway, so that kind of bummed me out. So that's, I don't know. We don't need it. yeah, still single. Year started off with hope. And then it kind of fizzled out. But now I'm back and I'm feeling good. I took myself on a date tonight. I'm recording this a little bit before my birthday. But I took myself out to see the new Dune movie. And the new Dune movie rips. Go check it out. It's awesome. It's like, it blows my mind how movies are bad when movies like that exist. Here's something. Let's talk about this. Can we talk about, and what I say means, this is kind of now where I'm going to get into my bits that I'm working on, things like that, you know, just ideas, that I'm going to cut and edit. For the internet. This is the internet. It's so funny how I'm acting like a podcast isn't the internet when it is the internet. can we talk about drugs? Stop doing drugs. And by drugs, I mean cocaine. And I mean ketamine. Because they're laced with fentanyl. Not all of them, but a lot of the times. They're killing people. People are overdosing, taking these drugs, even like Adderall and things like that, they're very dangerous. Stop doing them. People are dying. Now, some of you are like, and I got friends who do them, and they're like, well, I'll just test them. I'll just buy testing strips and this antidote, this Narcan or Narco or whatever the fuck it's called, antidote, like it's a cartoon poison. Oh, you have this fentanyl antidote that saves your life so you can still party and do drugs? Hey, stop doing the drugs. Stop partying. People are dying. Oh, I don't care if you're going to test it. Stop doing them. If people started dying eating tacos, if people were overdosing on, if people were lacing tacos with fentanyl and people were dying, do you know what I would stop doing? Eating tacos. Because I would just stop, like, I'm not going to, just stop eating tacos. I might eat them because I kind of have a death wish half the time, but tacos are delicious. But I would stop doing them. I would start eating Taco Bell instead because Taco Bell's not real tacos. So just stop doing drugs, please. Please, if you're doing drugs, don't do them from strangers. Don't do them from, don't do them. Don't do hard drugs like cocaine or ketamine or even like obviously heroin and things like that, but just don't do drugs like meth and Molly and all that. Is people are dying. They're very dangerous right now. But if you do test, I guess, test. it really sucks. Like, it is a very dangerous time. Like, even like Adderall and things like that, like for, you know, studying and things like college kids, like even because they're buying them not at the stores, and a lot of people are dying. And I don't want you to die. That's for no. So another thing I want to talk about, two things. I'll talk about two things, two more things, because I don't know how long I've been going. Remember rabies? Remember when rabies was a thing? When I was a kid, rabies, when I was a kid, rabies were like the most scary thing for animals. Like, there was Old Yeller, there was Cujo, there was Pee Wee Herman when he was brushing his teeth and he was like, mad dog, rah, rah. Foaming at the mouth was a phrase like, oh, settle down, you know? Because rabies were a thing, and then all of a sudden, like, people were afraid of dogs, and now rabies isn't a thing anymore, and like, we just allow dogs to save it. Like, there's we just allow dogs in restaurants because they have a blue vest, because they're service animals. And now it's not even, in California, it's not even service animals, it's also emotional support animals. Like that's the service they provide, is they just help you. A dog helps you just from not being sad. You can't go to a restaurant without being sad. You need an emotional support dog to go out to a restaurant. Especially, I was at a restaurant and there was a girl there and she was there with her boyfriend and her dog. She brought her dog in and she's like, my dog. And it kind of was like, you know, it was clearly not an actual trained emotional support dog, because it was kind of, you know, it was being not quiet. And it's like, what? This is to help your, what is your boyfriend for? What do you have an emotional support dog for if your boyfriend's there? Is your boyfriend not there for emotional support? Like, that's a whole nother thing. But also, what happened to rabies? We probably got like vaccines and we probably cured it. I get it. But man, things like rabies and quicksand and like avalanches and the Bermuda Triangle when I was a kid was like, oh, be afraid of this. And then now it's gone. And now it's like, be afraid of other things. Be afraid of 5G. Here's the thing. As you know from my new podcast name, and I'm not going to change on the feed. Maybe I will. I don't know. But I'm calling it 42 because that's how old I am. But there's also a Taylor Swift song called 22. And that's where the cover art is inspired from. And that's a shirt I have on, is from her Eras tour that she wore during that song. Because in the original version she had before she did Taylor's version, it said, not a lot going on right now, but she's an adult and I'm an adult and I have a lot going on right now. There was a video of Taylor's, there was a recent video of it, and I'll add the audio here, right here. I'll add it. I got 2 days to post this and edit. I'll add it. I'll find it. You hear that? Grab it. But she's performing in Australia, and she gets her piano comes out, and it's on a different setting. It's not the sound that she wants for the song she's playing. It's a synthesizer, and she starts. She's like, "Oh, well, this will work." And she's kind of perplexed, and then they fix it or whatever. Then you go in the comments and it's all these Swifties, and I'm a Swiftie, but not like these Swifties. And these Swifties are all like, oh, that wasn't an accident. That was a clue. Because if you don't know, Taylor Swift will leave clues. She'll leave clues out. She'll like do Easter eggs, they call them, and clues for like new things or like album drops and all that stuff. And all the Swifties are like, oh, that means the Tortured Poets Society or the Tortured Poets Department. I don't even know. The name sucks. I love Taylor Swift, but the Tortured Poets Department or Society is not a good name. But the Swifties are like, oh, this wasn't an accident. Nothing Mother does, they call her Mother. Nothing Mother does is an accident. That means the new album, TP, whatever the acronym is going to be synth pop. Now, first off, that's fucking awesome. If that's true, synth pop rips. I love synthesizer. I love 80s. Midnights, the album Midnights was very kind of synthesizer-y as it is. And like, you know, new way, like cool, like Drive, like the soundtrack of Drive. Like I just want to put it on Midnights. You know, I want to put on those songs. And like just drive down the PCH or like drive down a highway with palm trees, like Cruisin' USA, like an old arcade game that was around when I was a kid. We'd go to the arcades and we'd play Cruisin' USA. The Swifties are just going nuts. And I'm like, and that made me, you know, Swifties are, I fucking love them. A, I love all this positivity that Taylor Swift is putting out in the world. I'm a believer in like energies. And positive energies and just magnetism because it's science. And I didn't used to be, but I'm the older I get, the more I realize that everything's kind of connected, you know. And yeah, bad things happen in the world and sadness exists. But a lot of, man, when you get positive energy, like just happiness and love and, you know, it's just we're our bodies are electric. You know, we have electricity in our bodies and we're on this giant ball of iron and then we're kind of like a giant electromagnet, you know, but Swifties are awesome. I love Taylor Swift fans. They're just full of love and light and they're cool, you know, unless you're fucking Jake Gyllenhaal or John Mayer or Joel Allen and however you say his name, her ex-boyfriend. Fuck that guy. I don't even know him. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does. But Travis Kelce makes her happy, so I'm happy. But and the Swifties like it, you know. It's a really cool thing. That's a relationship that I aspire to have. You know, it's a proof, like, obviously it's a cliche thing where it's like, oh, if they wanted to, they would, and they do. But also, yes, like, it's true. Like, I'm trying to learn that about myself where it's just like, you know what? Stop chasing. The universe will provide when it's ready for you. And also, it'll provide when you're ready and open, when you can handle the relationships that it wants to provide. And stop chasing. Stop being so thirsty with everything. With everything, with job, career, love, life, and just be you and work on yourself, and that's kind of what I'm doing. And the, but back to the Easter eggs, like some of these things that these Swifties figure out and like deduce and think of are awesome. And it's it kind of reminds me of like when Gabby Petito went missing, that hiker, and like the women on the internet, the bored women on the internet were just like, oh, we found her. Because same with like the Johnny Depp trial when they were finding stuff out about Amber Heard and tricks and clues. Like women on the internet, women on TikTok, bored women on TikTok can solve any fucking crime. It's so cool, dude. It's so funny how like the bored women on TikTok or bored Swifties on TikTok can solve, they could solve anything. Like the government, anytime there's a murder, the government should just be like, hey, Swifties, figure it out. Gen Z and these younger people, someone was telling me there was like a old serial killer in like the Midwest and like Kentucky or Tennessee that they couldn't solve. Then as like a lark, they had some young college kids do some things and they solved it. And that's awesome. Like it gives me hope for a generation of like, you know, of just how clever some of them can be. And yeah, that's the whole point of this is that Swifties can fucking have the Swifties solve the UFO problem. That's it. All right, yeah, this has been fun. This is getting my teeth wet, my feet wet. You know, trying to get back into it. Appreciate you for listening to this if you've made it all the way through, as unintelligible as it is. And yeah, thanks for everything. Or thanks for unfollowing. If you unfollow, if you unsubscribe, I get it. You know, there's people that I followed 12 years ago that I don't care about anymore either. And it, you know, it is what it is. But if you want to stick around on this journey with me, you know, and you've been here for 12 years or however many years, whatever it is, I appreciate you and I thank you. and tell your friends. That's it. And also check on the expiration date on the food in the refrigerator. And there's something else I wanted to say as I close. Let me find it. I typed it out here. I typed out what I wanted. Oh, yeah. And if there's something you don't like, go ahead and leave it in the comments.